That's
live. He is here.
He's right there.
Yeah, but nobody's here, so we get to go.
Oh, do we get to keep going?
Unless somebody comes here.
When someone comes, we can get up.
All right, great.
Okay, yeah, but it's, yeah.
What was that? You can go.
Well, okay. I'm hungry.
Greg, it's 2 a.m.
I'm hungry as the cross between the two most popular restaurants in Davis Square.
Wait. Ryan's masturbating in the corner. And yeah. He wants to hear what Greg said, but yeah. Greg's gotta wait for it.
Right. I'll wait. I can wait all day.
I don't know them. Be Fresh and Dunkin' Donuts.
Be Fresh. Yeah, the sit-down restaurant. Be fresh. Where the waiters are all
registers.
Green vegetables.
Oh. Yours is bad.
Anyway, the boundary.
They were both bad.
Well,
the answer to my riddle was Shy Cat. The Foundry and the Burren, otherwise known as the Bungry. And that's how
it's
hungry
not,
I am.
Are you getting hungry from?
I'm hungry as a Bungry, I said.
I know what you said.
All along.
It's an offshoot.
It's an honor to be on this show. Oh, my stomach hurts so
the
much.
Pleasure
because
is all
bungry
you
I am.
Does it feel empty?
Yeah, it feels. Yeah, it feels damn empty.
And so, what are you gonna do about it? Can you stop talking about the things that make you upset and just, you know,
Greg,
do something about it?
Greg, can you please apologize to the FCC for saying damn
for
on
saying
air?
Damn on air. It's like the Hoover Dam.
Oh, that's fine then.
You really can't talk about that.
It's empty as the other side of the Hoover Dam.
We don't recognize the Hoover Dam here.
It's supposed to be empty.
Yeah. Do you guys know any dams other than the Hoover Dam?
Beaver dams?
Okay.
Dental dams?
Official dams, I say.
Is that not an official dam?
No. Not recognized
Kendrick
by...
Kendrick Lamar's dam?
Not recognized.
By what?
By Grammys.
Boom!
Yeah, oh. Pulitzer Prize winner, man.
Yeah, but the Grammys?
It also won, I think it won some Grammys.
No, all right. Well, that was an offshoot. Oh, my God. You guys take it out of me.
What do we take out?
We take out his food, and that's why he's so hungry.
Yeah. So all his half-digested food sitting on the counter.
Foundry and Burren tonight.
You can't give these restaurants free press.
Can't I?
No, you can't.
Okay. Ryan's
I don't mean you're not allowed to. I mean, no matter what you do, you can't do it.
I won't be able to.
You can't do it.
Okay, the Foundry gave me the best... best Coco Van I've had my whole life.
Your head.
It's great, Caleb. I hate Greg.
Yeah, Greg's points are stupid.
It was French.
Oh.
It was
I read everything.
Oh, it was just like the French. Yeah, thank
I'm so
you.
Sorry
One
that we
point
fought.
Greg.
M. Escargot.
See, the French, this is interesting. The French really like to harness the power of umami, which is actually
the meat.
The sixth
sense. The sixth sense.
Yeah, right.
Starring.
Starring pig in German again.
Osment?
I don't know. Joel. That's Haley Joel Osment.
Can we just make
no
this
way,
to be
really?
A two radio shows? Yes. Yeah. And one
is
Ryan and
right?
I
is
having
I thought that was a girl.
And then the other one is me.
Wait, right?
And
I might be wrong.
Together,
right.
Together we make
Billy Joel Osment.
I wish that you could never see this because this is bad audio.
So anybody who is listening to my conversation,
we're now listening to just Ryan and Jack.
Yeah. So, yeah. Finally.
Wait a second. We had a good pun.
The world gets what they wanted and deserve. Well, no one can. Ryan, I like sharing this mic with you.
Yeah, me too. I love that we have to touch cheeks to be able to both speak into it at the same time.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, we're touching cheeks right now. Mm-hmm. But which cheeks are we talking about? Next time on when we are
when Jack
together.
Met Ryan.
This song is called Green
so,
Jazz.
Welcome back to the full station.
Thank you.
Could our other two hosts reintroduce themselves?
I found a spiritual calling, and now my name is X.
Oh.
Everybody welcome. Say their new name.
I already said mine.
Yeah, but you're okay, fine.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. My name is, my name? And I'll tell you what it is.
Is that it?
Cherry Dude.
My name is DJ...
That's it, but just spoken like that.
Pretty good.
DJ. DJ. My name is Pleep because I always eat apples inside out.
That's cool.
P-L-E-A-P.
Pig e. Latin.
And now my name. And you wanna know my name?
Yeah, tell us.
Well, my name.
Hit us with it.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Stream.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is cool, actually.
Oh.
No, actually.
Actually, that's really cool.
We did some
Can we write that down?
That was cool.
I just wrote it.
Is it an internet thing or is it a water thing?
It's streaming water.
Through the internet?
Internet. What's the difference? You know, with Amazon,
it's water.
What's
really
the difference between water anymore. And the internet anymore?
That's a really good point, guys.
Right?
Yeah.
When are we going to get a service that can drone deliver to my house a poorly cupped hand bowl of water like I do in the morning? And that's why I don't think robots will ever take over.
Do you want to know the date?
Yeah.
The 15th.
Because we know it.
So that's Give today. It to
me. The real date that's going to happen on?
Yeah.
To you, Jack?
Oh, no.
Is October 6th, 2091. You got to live that long, though, to get it.
Are we talking Gregorian calendar?
I won't.
Yes. Do you even know me? Of course
yeah,
we are. You know I love the Gregorian calendar.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't talk in the lunar calendar.
Are we talking New Year's, Chinese New Year's, or Ryan's New Year's?
When are Ryan's New Year's?
It's a combination of the three.
When are they?
You listed two things, and one of them was the thing you said.
I don't see the problem.
Yeah, the third one recurs.
Oh. Can we turn that into
a
max?
That's for you, Shy Cat.
Can we turn off this jazz and do a quick harmonization?
That sounds great.
That's where we all become Dan Harmon and speak in unison.
Yeah, that was me as Dan Harmon. Yeah.
Greg, you want to lay down a track?
Yeah, let me give you a fundamental.
Say goodbye to Miles Davis.
Give
everybody.
Me that tonic. Goodbye, Miles.
Goodbye, Miles.
Say hello to better music.
And that was, just so everybody knows, before we start this beautiful harmony, that was Blue and Green, Miles Davis off Kind of Blue.
Uh-huh.
It's hard not to love.
Really good. We just found that. You guys really should listen. That album needs more love.
I actually prefer Glue in Brine.
What?
Yum.
Yeah, you know brine, like that comes off the sea, and you mix it with Elmer's.
Like when you're bungry.
Yeah, when you're all bungry.
When you want a nice pickle and glue.
And you need a nice cold glass of glue in brine.
Oh. So now we're going to ruin that beautiful music.
Dials Mavis Beacon.
Can you believe that was one take?
Yep.
Yeah. If you can believe that, that was actually a recorded version of...
The speech that Obama gave.
Played backwards.
Played backwards and then combined with the songs of the...
South.
Soundtrack. Zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-day. And only that one.
I thought for the longest time it was zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. And then one of my friends pointed out how juvenile it would sound if it was zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
I think it's actually zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-quail.
Oh.
My, oh my,
what a
I hope not to fail.
I hope I get bail.
I hope I make bail.
Yeah, well, that is what the movie is about, if I recall correctly. What was that, risque? Was that too risque for you guys?
Yes. I just didn't have anything to say.
I don't know anything about it. Oh. I was worried.
That's what Splash Mountain is from.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever been to Disney World?
Nope.
I've been twice.
Wait, Disneyland, which one's which?
I've been to Disneyland.
Land is Cali.
Land is in Cali.
World is in Orlando. That's why it's called Disney World Lando.
How do those fellas pee in those costumes?
Also masturbating.
I just faded into dust.
Good point.
What, Ryan?
I said, how do those fellas pee in those costumes?
Yeah, because they're all fellows.
They're all MacArthur fellows.
Yeah, they're all Harvard Law fellows.
You have to be a Rhodes Scholar to get into this uniform.
It's unbelievable. Because the amount of calculus it requires
to make that machine
to
walk.
Make those,
it's insane.
To make those dreams come true.
I mean, you have to at least be an engineer. Buzz Aldrin chose NASA because he couldn't get those suits to work.
Couldn't cut it as goofy. Just couldn't.
Yeah.
Could not cut it.
Yeah, he was like, I can't figure out how to piss in this costume.
Yeah, and I'll walk on the moon.
I wish I took linear algebra so I could actually learn how to just go to the bathroom with this thing.
Yeah, I wish I did my math homework so I could take a piss.
Instead, you know what they do?
What?
They have to just pee the day before.
Oh.
They don't get water.
Well, no, but actually Walt Disney didn't want anyone to ever see people like peeing in those costumes, so they're all hooked up to one universal catheter throughout the entire park.
Oh, and they're through the ground is a pipe that goes in through their foot.
Wait.
Or you could also call it another leash.
Whoa. Yeah.
That was
little known truth. Okay. Walt Disney has us all hooked up to his mega catheter.
And that's my favorite holiday truth.
Seriously, put on your tinfoil hats and open your eyes. Sheep. Don't you feel the catheter inside you?
Every time you pee, Walt Disney gets $1 million.
They all lead to Splash Mountain. Without us, that ride would be inoperable.
George Orwell is applauding in his grave.
He absolutely is. And that's why you hear all those claps when you visit Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Which one of our audience members is at this moment visiting Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Because I heard that applause.
I'm sorry, I was masturbating in the corner.
Jack really loves Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just the thought. George, just the thought of it. George Orwell's applauding me.
I love bird pits. I was thinking about that because I saw a dead bird today, and you don't see that every day.
No, unless you're Greg today,
but
and only
not
today.
Every day,
I love American Beauty. That's all.
What?
That's the one where he sees like the dead deer, and then he sees a trash bag flying around, and talks about how he sees beauty and everything.
I hate to interrupt everything, but I would love to feature this song.
Oh, this is prime.
So here comes Sweater.
Should have known better. When she ran off with my favorite sweater, I should have remembered how cold I get in the month of November. It's too late for fond memories of when we were together, 'cause you stole my sweater. Never looked better the day you asked to borrow my favorite sweater. You were a treasure.
whistling. Did I stop it?
Favorite sweater.
Then again, you broke my heart. You tore it at your leisure, and you stole my sweater. Good weather. Then there's nothing better than going to buy a brand new sweater. A brand new sweater.
Hard to be faithful, they make it so hard on me. The top of the day, baby, look what they're wearing. I'm just headed up the street, they ain't caring. Yeah, and every time I try to mind my own business, yeah, she gon' come around and make me so tempted. Yeah, yeah. She gon' ask me when I'm gon' get it. Yeah. Lord, can you help me get me out of here? And I wanna keep the peace. It's so hard for me. It's only as hard as you think. No matter what broad you're banging, you know who you love in the end. And I can't disagree, but lately I'm trying to be faithful. As long as I'm off the drink, she look like she married, but why is she staring? She think I'm afraid to reach, don't dare me. Hey, and every time I try to mind my own business, she gon' come around and make me so tempted. She gon' ask me when I'm gon' get.
She gon' ask me when.
Lord, can you help me get me out of here? Ooh, nights like this, I wish it wasn't hard for me. Ooh, Lord, give me strength. It's always the simple shit. I'm caught up again. Yeah, yeah. Nights like this, I wish it wasn't hard for me. Yeah. Ooh, Lord, give me strength. It's always the simple shit. I'm caught up again. It's so hard for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's always the simple shit. Yeah.
We are back and happier than ever.
And that song had some weird sound effects. I don't remember it having the first time I listened to it, but
the artist is just doing new cuts of it.
Getting them out fast too. That's cool. That's cool that musicians like to do A/B testing like that now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like
cool.
Ever since The Life of Pablo came out, it's like they can just change
Life
stuff.
Of Pi.
It's hard though when you're talking to your friends about music because you don't know which version they listen to.
Right.
True. Yeah. And when you try to play it back, it's a new version already.
it's so frustrating. It really is frustrating. Yeah.
That's why jazz people hate it.
And it changes your memories time. Too.
Yeah,
you right. remember it differently,
mm-hmm. which is why people hate memory foam too.
Jazz is improvised, but also all your memories of jazz are improvised.
See, memory foam is called that because when you sleep on it, all you can remember is foam.
Oh, and that's scary.
I thought my friends were sleeping on memory foams.
And if you only remember foam in this day and age, that's the closest we can come to actually. Getting to sleep.
Gum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the closest thing we have to sleep is only thinking about foam for 8 hours.
Remembering foam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or being a member of foam.
Foam. Which stands for Foreman's.
Foreman's.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Actually.
Actually.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the verdict on Foreman? Yeah. Everybody wants to know.
Outstanding. Actually.
In the title, they just pivot.
Yeah.
Foreman's colon, outstanding.
Actually
mediocre.
But for a second.
Yeah. So you've reached us in the late hours.
Yeah. So
night.
we're taking over for a show, but we don't know the name of it.
Absolutely commandeered this radio.
This
should.
These are stolen sound waves you're listening to.
Oh.
Should we remind everyone
us pirates
that we're listening to? An special extended, I wish you could see this, taking on the
edition.
1 to 2, the 2 to 3 hour on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. That's Tufts Freeform Radio.
And did you guys know?
You couldn't tell this was freeform already.
Did you know that somebody who owns restaurants is called a restaurateur?
Really?
Yeah, there's no N.
Really?
I think I did know that.
That's actually
But
true.
Only from audiobooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like sort of like an auteur.
Yeah, I guess like.
You're just mixing those.
I guess like.
Ryan promises to stop messing
what
around.
What is auteur in other? Oh, like an
auteur like something. Like
well,
someone.
In film, it's like.
I think it's specifically film.
Is it only film?
What does the auteur do in film?
It's like Kubrick.
Like you're just like a like a world class.
I've been using that word in all disciplines. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, I've only been using it really for rivers and other freshwater bodies.
Explain.
That's water.
No, that's otter.
Oh, wow. I was thinking otter, but yeah.
And I'm still stream.
Sea auteur.
My yeah, that's name? Filmmaker.
You
want to
know my name?
I feel stupid.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
I remember because I think I made the same mistake
my
a
name?
Lot
yeah,
of
what's
times.
Your name?
And you
DJ?
Told me?
Yeah.
Car.
It only came
Carl's
up 100
junior.
Times before
exhaust.
Now.
Right.
And I wanted you to be embarrassed 100
suffered.
Times.
I was. Exactly.
Yeah.
You counted it.
It's good.
And it's back to the two radio shows.
I love it when we all
anyone
talk
who wants to
over
listen
each
to me
other.
Jack.
Yeah, let's
time.
All talk Tax. Right now.
Hey, tune okay. in really to fun. On this station
tune
which
in
one of your radio shows is your favorite.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Two, three, four. Rhubarb, peas and carrots. Rhubarb, peas and carrots. Watermelon, peanut butter, peas and carrots.
Here he comes.
Oh.
Breathe. He's beautiful.
Breathe. Breathe.
What a beautiful
look
little
at his little eyes.
Oh my, I never thought I'd witness this.
They look just like your teeth, Greg.
Well, yeah.
Please don't say that again. Introduce yourself. It was really hard carrying this baby, but I'm glad it's done and I have him in my heart.
I'm so happy to witness the miracle of life, honey.
Wait, another one. It's coming out now.
Oh, no. Breathe. Ouchie, ouch.
Oh,
that was so fast. It just shot out of there.
It's good to be done now, for real. But I'm really glad to have my two children. I'm going to take a nap, but all of my husbands, you guys, should keep talking.
All right, I can handle this no problem. Yeah. I'll take the left one.
All right, I'll take the... Wait, where'd it go?
Oh, no, that...
That trumpet playing baby just walked right out of this hospital.
Straight up in a marching band uniform. He's off to perform.
Bizarrely.
Out of hibernation.
Well, I guess we're stuck.
Where's my baby?
I guess, we have one out of two.
That's pretty good.
And that's pretty good.
And that's actually better than the last time.
I'll take him.
For hospital odds, that's more than average.
Yeah.
Let's walk out of this hospital now.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks passed.
Oh, you brought our horse.
Okay. Yeah.
My family is happy.
Well, one of the babies was a horse, baby.
Slowly nurtured in their house. It's lunchtime, a Saturday.
Suck my booby.
He's growing just like a plant.
good son.
He's gone green. As all babies do. He's environmentally friendly.
This one ages fast. So it's only been 2 years, but they're 14.
Right.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey. Oh God. I'm so excited to go to middle school.
He's a great son. He poops in the garden to save water.
Thanks for making me do that, Dad.
I have nothing but love for you, green son.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
You do that voluntarily, green son.
Hey, guys,
can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
yes.
Anything.
Okay.
Golf ahead.
A couple of things. When will I be allowed to drive your car?
You've been driving it for years.
Yes, but we just have a carriage because it's Puritan times.
Oh. Okay.
Now button up your jacket, because we don't believe in zippers in this household.
I know, I did forget that. Okay.
Wow. Don't forget again.
I won't, I promise.
I love how when he smiles, his eyes light up like my teeth.
Yeah, my eyes are... What? Can I ask you another question?
Yeah,
why
fine.
Are my eyes...
Golf right ahead.
Why are my eyes bulbs?
Well, baby Jericho, that's because when your mommy and your daddy were very young...
Can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah.
Which one of you is my daddy?
Mama.
I know that that one's you.
Right.
Greg and I have a joint custody of fathership.
And okay. I'm a clown.
Okay, that doesn't seem relevant.
Well, that's my occupation.
Your eyes are bulbs because you're a green sun. They're bulbs like garden bulbs.
And your eyes were formed... After, in the image of my teeth.
And I'm also a clown.
I'm also a clown, and my teeth are all light bulbs. And it's a show in there. It's a great.
How we have light bulbs in Puritan.
Okay, can I ask you something? Can I go into your mouth and see the show?
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, I can't have that.
But I'm just a 14-year-old boy. I just want to go into your mouth.
Golf right on out of here.
You can't go into your dad's mouth until you're an adult.
That's
a great show.
Dad.
All right. Wait, maybe we can get the narrator guy back in and hear maybe
half the time for us.
Right.
The narrator awakes.
9 years pass. 32 child years.
The narrator pauses, thinks. He doesn't know what's going to come next.
Our boy finds himself not a boy any longer, but a larger boy. Entering late, late, dark high school.
Dads, get in here.
I gotta tell you something, green son.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm dying.
What? Ma, you can't die. I have my show tonight. Have to come. You said you would. You're such a terrible mother.
I know. Green son. You've been so good for the environment.
My name's Jericho, Mom.
It's green son. Okay. You'll always be my
That's my Christian
son.
Name.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Jericho, no. You pooped on my hydrangeas again.
Oh, Dad, can you just listen to me for 1 second when
As
I say...
As your punishment, I will shine my teeth in your eyes.
Oh, it's so old, Dad.
It's so bright, you
Not
mean.
That bright anymore.
It's so bright.
You do this every day.
Don't talk back to me, Jericho.
Hey, I'll come to your
okay,
show.
Thank you. Oh, man.
And so they left. They all piled in their Subaru hatchback. One seat, a little dusty, dirty from the spilled pretzels.
It's a one-seat Subaru hatchback. It's a rolly chair.
Yes. It's a one-seater. They pull into the high school parking lot, excited to see the show.
I'm so excited to see the show. And I'm so glad we're in the parking lot.
But not that excited.
Oh, I'm cool, so it doesn't matter. Whatever. Thanks for coming, I guess.
Jericho, we know how much you love juggling, so we wouldn't have missed this for
okay,
the whole world.
Great. Now, can I be honest? There's gonna be a girl there, and her name is Meryl. Like the shoes. And I really want to make a good impression, so please don't embarrass me, okay?
Of course, yeah. I would never.
I know.
Are you not gonna do the teeth thing?
Please.
Oh, hey, Jericho.
Oh my God, that's her. That's Meryl.
It's me, Meryl.
Oh my God, Meryl.
Meryl crawls towards the car.
Meryl, get up.
I've been hit.
Meryl, get
Meryl, hey, Meryl,
stand up.
I've got one hell of a smile, though.
No, Jericho,
Dad, light up a room.
Stop, Jericho.
Light up a room, Meryl.
Dad,
take a look at this.
She's hurt.
Jericho, I need to go to the hospital.
What?
We don't have enough space in this car.
I'm going to miss miss your juggling. No, you're going to have to choose between me and juggling.
That's so confusing because the only reason I was doing juggling was for you. So it's pretty clear.
Golf right ahead, Jericho.
Stop saying that, Dad.
Your dad is handsome.
I have two of them. I don't know which one I like better.
I'm so shiny with my teeth.
No okay. Mother figure,
Dads,
though.
It's not important. Meryl. Oh, that's the sun telling us it's going down. And the it's dark now.
Jericho, I'm dying.
Meryl.
Just like
all
your mom I found
died.
Out about.
Oh, I didn't even tell you about that.
Goodbye, Jericho.
No.
We gotta go. We gotta
Meryl.
Go.
No. Oh, good. We played that screeching sound, and now we're at the hospital.
Oh, good.
But it looks... Doctor, can you do anything about it?
Coughing. Doctor stares grimly forward.
I think... it's gonna be a tough one, but after a cup of chamomile tea, I can do just about anyone.
Wait,
I can feel my heart leaving my body.
Is that a cup for you or for her?
It's a cup for you, Jericho.
What? What?
Jericho, I love you. You're gonna have to do my surgery.
What? Is this true, doctor?
Yes, it is, Jericho. I gave you the chamomile to steady your nerves.
There's no rules in war or love or in the surgery room when there's love involved.
And it's
Thank
Puritan
you, Vice
times.
President of the
I'm
hospital.
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Oh, I guess I'll just do it. Oh, my hands are so shaky.
Be careful.
Can you just be asleep so I can do this, Meryl?
I can.
We can't afford anesthetic.
If I go to sleep, I die.
Be careful, oh, green
okay.
son.
Everyone,
Jericho.
We enter the surgery room. Oh.
Those are my gloves.
I'm so nervous.
I'm also nervous, Meryl. We have so much in common.
I've never done this before.
I've also never done this before.
I had a talk with my parents about it once, but it's nothing like the real thing.
Wow, I know. My mom, back when she was alive, she said, son, it's going to be a really big step when you perform open heart surgery on a girl that crawled to you in your high school parking lot. And then she said, make sure you do it with someone you really love.
Did you bring protection?
Yeah, I have the latex gloves on.
I'm really dirty and sick, so you could get my diseases.
I won't.
Okay.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I need my two dads by my side. Are
that's
you here?
No problem.
Jericho, like that's a little unorthodox here. For people's first
well,
time.
I'm not just your regular surgeon, okay, Meryl?
Yeah, I know. You're my friend, Jericho. Well, my love.
I'm also here. I'm only here to illuminate the table, given that I'm the only light source.
I was going to actually say that.
Anywhere, given that the sun just went down and my teeth are light bulbs and we're in Puritan times.
Greg, that's not going to be enough this time. You grab Caleb's left hand, I'll grab his right. And by
Jericho.
Caleb, I mean Jericho.
Yeah, Caleb is a generic
hand.
Term for boy.
I'm confused.
Okay,
his
okay,
left
Meryl?
Hand still has the cup of chamomile.
It doesn't matter, Meryl, okay? Just you relax. I'm going to do this.
Jericho, it's your mother from the
what?
Grave.
Mom?
You can do this.
Okay, you're right. That's exactly what I needed.
You just have to believe, green son.
Mulligan?
Called me that in years.
Is that you?
Remember.
Is that my ex-wife, Mulligan?
I gotta go.
No!
Who was that?
Is that the doctor?
Greg, was that our wife?
I'll tell you
oh,
who that
is
was.
Is that your ex? She died.
Yeah.
This is important.
Can someone fix my heart?
Yeah, this is so important.
Jericho remembers back to his childhood days where he learned his lessons of heart surgery on the back of a bicycle.
Can you guys teach me how to ride this bike?
No problem, son. Let me just illuminate this part. That's kind of my shtick.
And, how do I grab the handles? What do I do with my fingers?
I'm smiling.
Thank you. Mom, what do you have to say? I know you're great at this.
I am the best bike rider in Puritan society. And you know how I know?
Yeah, how?
You know how I know?
I don't. You've never told me.
It's because I can do open heart surgery.
What?
On the back of a bicycle.
And that helps you. God. Would you mind telling me? Not that I'll ever remember
just to
or
be,
need it.
Just to be clear, Jericho, uh-huh. that these bicycles are no normal 21st century bicycles.
What are they?
They're Puritan bicycles. So they have that big wheel in the front
you know.
And the small big.
I do.
You can see it, so you know.
Dad, can you stop talking? Because every time you close your mouth to form a word, the lights flicker.
hysterical. I'm sorry I haven't been in your life all this time.
Yeah, you were just getting soap.
Yeah, I was just... You're a dirty, dirty boy.
I know,
and we need so much to clean you. And
hey, don't call him dirty. He's helping the environment.
He's so he's green.
I'm he's green. My green son.
Oh, I am, Mom. Wow, I'm so happy to have a mom like you. And you're going to live forever, right?
Anyway, this is okay. How you do it.
Uh-huh. Great.
And we're done.
Wow, I know it now.
Easy, right?
I just have to remember it and use it later.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll be dead by that time.
What?
I promise.
No, you don't have to promise that.
You know what they say, easy come, easy golf.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Meryl.
Jericho, quickly, my heart is melting.
Oh, that's so strange. Okay. Scalpel. Dad, scalpel.
Here you golf.
Thank you. Other dad, other scalpel.
Here we go.
Both scalpels in hand, Jericho sets to work. A frenzy. Beautiful, precise motion.
Ouchie.
Dad, clippers.
Owie.
Dad,
here you go.
Handles.
I can't find it.
Dad, lighter.
Owie, owie.
Dad. Oh, yes.
Oh. Why are you... Owie. This hurts, Jericho.
All right, wait.
Jericho, cigarette.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the middle of the operation, Dad.
You please, should, Jericho.
Can
please,
I have? Okay. I would like a cigarette.
Meryl, it's not going to be good for your heart. All right, here's
not
cigarettes
good for her heart.
Right, great,
Jericho.
Great. But that's not what's important right now. What's important is Meryl's heart has one last valve open.
Crap. And at that moment, Jericho realizes by not closing the valve, he could make Meryl fall in love with him.
Wait a second. I remember reading in a book from the library that it's a proverb, it's an old proverb, it's an old Puritan proverb. If your heart is open from one valve, a woman will love you if you don't close it. And it rhymes, so you know it's true.
I know, just choose whatever option you want, although I did profess my love for you before we started this operation. However, I won't resent you if you choose to leave the valve
open. She will, because the valve was open before, and if you close it, she'll hate you again.
There's so many conflicting sides. What do I do?
I love you, Jericho.
You're asleep, Jericho.
What? Did you say go to sleep?
I said you're asleep.
What?
Jericho.
It's a simulation.
What do you mean?
Go to sleep, Jericho.
Go to sleep, Jericho.
What?
Go to sleep.
It was all a simulation.
No.
I'm not really dead.
Go to sleep, Jericho.
No.
Go to sleep, Jericho.
Go to sleep, Jericho. Go to sleep, Jericho. Go to sleep.
Back, Jericho.
Jericho's eyes flutter open, confused, perplexed.
Huh? Where am I?
We missed you here.
Jericho.
Mom. You're alive.
Yes, but also, no.
Oh.
You see, you were asleep, Jericho.
Who are you?
Sigmund Freud.
And as Freud detailed Jericho's final events...
You were asleep, and in your dream, you operated on Little Miss Meryl.
I know. How do you know that?
You grew up your whole life inside this dream.
What?
Yes, you did.
I played your mother.
Wait.
And your lover.
And when you fell asleep again, in your dream...
What?
you
awoke.
Wait a second.
Which is how it works, you
from
know.
From our shared psychological test.
Right.
Because as Freud says, lovers and mothers.
Whoa. So you're saying that my whole life so far has been a dream?
Yes.
Yes.
But then
and
that
And no.
That will get...
That's right.
Golf to sleep, Jericho.
Golf to sleep, Jericho. You little baby
little
green sun.
Baby, golf to sleep.
Golf to
One
sleep.
One day you will shit in the garden. Golf to sleep, Jericho.
Jericho's blue mobile swung gently over his head as his eyes shut and fell into a deep and restful sleep, the kind that only babies can. Nobody would ever know of Jericho's adventures that night. Except for maybe Sigmund Freud.
There's lots of ups and downs in the world, but one thing remains constant. I need to meet Richard Dreyfuss. Bring the beat in.
I've tried hard to meet you, Mr. Dreyfuss. I've sang songs and tweeted at Richard Dreyfuss, but so far it's been a lengthy process for nothing. Where you at? Say hello. I don't wanna go on a date, Richard. I just wanna meet you face to face, Richard. And I know you've got some free time on your plate, Richard. Cause your friends direct and rate as sequels, not Close Encounters prequels. I've treated you better than I've ever treated ladies, and I'm in a darker place than you were in the 80s when you shot Whose Life Is It Anyway? But you don't remember a single day. Well, I do when I can tell you about it. I can tell you about all your movies. I've seen inserts, and it was not that great, but you were great in it. I stayed up late to finish it. 2:30 in the morning, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Trying to find you is like Holly Hunter trying to find your character in Always. You're a ghost, I can't see you, but your mustache is floating somewhere in the hallways. And our meeting could be short, just like your cameo in the Valley of the Dolls ways. I just want to close in kind of Richard. What about Bob? What about me? See?
I'm familiar with your entire filmography. Quiz me. Okay, let's see. What movie was I in 1993? Lost in Yonkers.
I don't wanna go on a date, Richard. I just wanna meet you face to face, Richard. And I know you've got some free time on your plate, Richard. Cause your friend's directing Raiders sequels, not Gross Encounters prequel.
Go on a date, Richard. I just wanna meet you.
Email me, Richard. FaceTime me, Richard. Call on me, Richard. Get some goddamn lunch with me, Richard.
This is a storm season emergency prepare. Hey, be quiet, mister. Hey, it's Jack's time. That's right. All right. This is a storm season emergency preparedness PISA. That's PSA. It's a fun. I like to do it. A storm surge from the north. Huh? What's that? Who's that? All right. Storm surge from the northeast blizzard. Blizzard of 1970. Oh, that's just the caption of the photo. All right, okay. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies. More likely than the rest of the year. That's more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, reality. Let me take it again. Let me roll that back. At least a few days. Sorry. Gallons of drinking water and at least a few days of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food. Nice. Got it in one. All right. Why? I can't hear me. Oh, thanks. Hey, sir. That's not nice. Okay. Healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food. Already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines. It should be in. Really, frankly, if we're being honest. Wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Mudford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's 98.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Bring in another track. Right. Let's do it. Right now. Now. I'll just talk all day. Give me something to talk about. I'll talk about anything. I'll talk about cartoons. I'll talk about my grandkids.
Welcome to I Wish You Could See This presents Absolutely False headlines you should not believe unless you want to believe something that's false.
So Thanksgiving's coming up, and you guys, every year you hear about those really stupid home cooks who try and deep fry their 40-pound turkey in a vat of boiling oil. Well, have you heard about the turkeys that are going around and they're setting up these guys so that they explode? It's like a whole, it's like a turkey militia
going around
taking out these
kamikazes. There it was.
Shocking.
What?
Everyone, keep your eyes open. Greg,
yes,
news from your side of the room?
Yeah. So all the way over here, the Pope actually was using a broom and used it to sweep up an action figure of Guy Fieri. And he swept it right under the rug like he always does.
Thank you, Greg. Going over to Ryan.
Warren Buffett says to invest in Warren's Buffet.
Jack.
Breaking news from New York. They said they decided no more signs. Signs for this, signs for that, signs for tit, sign for tat. Nothing. No traffic signs, protest signs. They got rid of all of them. They just figured they're just gonna go. They're just gonna go. They're just gonna try without it.
What about addresses on people's homes? Are those home signs?
Would you call that a sign?
Home fries.
What about American Sign Language?
They're going to get rid of the middle part of that phrase.
Oh, so it'll just be American language.
Exactly.
What about sign waves?
Different that's, spelling.
That's so you're spelled fine. Differently, but treated the same.
What about signals? Signals?
Yeah. Verdict's out.
You want to hear
I don't know what that
headline?
Means. If the verdict is out, then I should have an answer, right?
No, yeah, the jury's out, so you don't know it yet.
Yeah,
no,
I said the verdict
is out.
Right, which is not something people say. Right.
That's just not part of the headline. We're doing headlines.
Oh, I have a final Greg. Headline.
All right, well, no, actually, that's interesting because I actually have some Breaking Bad over here.
Uh-huh, what is that?
I'm streaming Breaking Bad on Netflix.
Oh, great. You stop bragging that you have Netflix?
No.
My headline is that, yep, it happened again. There's no more water in your sink. It all went down the drain, and with it went chunks of food from last night, some debris from various plates, and the soap.
So, like parts of the plates broke off and fell down the sink.
Yeah, and so just be aware. That's still a developing story.
Did you say beware?
Beware, as in like be a tool that someone can use.
Werewolf.
Like your wares. Like
be a werewolf.
Be aware.
If a piece of turkey falls down the drain, can it grow into another turkey?
If a piece of turkey falls down the drain and no turkey was around to deep fry it, did it explode?
Oops, I did Warren's it again. Buffet.
Why don't you ask Mr. Mime from the Pokemon movie?
Oops, I did it again. Britney Spears lost her second sense of hearing.
Oh, that's good. Like, have like a little title for the headline?
Yeah. And also, this one was really interesting because Britney Spears actually had two senses of hearing, the first of which she lost when she stopped producing music. And she just, in fact, lost her second sense of hearing.
Oh, interesting.
So she's now legally deaf.
She has thoughts assumed the role of death.
Thoughts and prayers to Brittany.
Thoughts and prayers to Brittany.
Wow. Well, thank you all for coming on this journey with us.
And it was a journey, a two-hour arduous
extravaganza.
An odyssey, really.
Well.
The odyssey. This was the
odyssey. Really, I promise.
And this is true.
And that is real.
And I think we'll end with one last song. And to wrap up the show, like we say at the end of every show,
welcome to.
Welcome to.
Welcome three.
Welcome.
That's the news.
Thank you. States now.